الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my brothers and sisters, I want to remind myself and you. Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة. Allah said, oh, you believe, turn towards Allah, repent and ask forgiveness sincerely. The issue of making tawbah and the issue of hastening to make tawbah. One is to make tawbah, the other one is to do it immediately as soon as you realize a mistake. Yesterday, two or three days back, I got a WhatsApp from somebody I don't know, a young guy who I don't know, from Hyderabad, now lives in Bangalore or somewhere. He sent me first a message saying, I have been listening to your lectures and they have been very useful and so on and so on. I read a couple of my books. Then yesterday he sent me a portrait that he made of his cousin eating a cake. And it was a very well done portrait. It was a pencil sketch and very well done. So I think obviously he has a lot of talent. So he made this portrait. So he sent me the portrait. So I told him, please send me your email address. I want to send you some information. So he sent me his email address. I sent him a mail yesterday afternoon giving the hadith relating to making pictures, that this is haram. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prohibited it. So I told him that you have talent, obviously, because the work that you did was very high quality work, very good work. But it is in the wrong area. So I said, if you want to draw and paint and so on, of course you can do that. Nothing stops you. Do abstracts, do landscapes, do still life, but don't do portraits and don't do animals. Immediately, last night after Taraweeh, when I went up, there is an email from him saying, thank you very much for correcting me. I did not know this. I am going to stop doing this immediately and I am going to destroy all the portraits that I have made till now. For an artist to destroy his paintings is like for a mother to kill her children. It is as serious as that. And I didn't tell him, destroy your pictures. I just told him, this is not permitted. That's it. He says, I will destroy all of them. And please make dua and I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should indeed forgive me. Now point is that alhamdulillah, this comes from a pure heart. This comes from a pure heart. Heart which genuinely wants to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was the way of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. If we see the incidents relating to the nuzul of the ayat prohibiting alcohol, there is a famous incident which is narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He said that he was with some of his friends and they were all sitting and they were having a drink. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, I was pouring the drink. When the announcer called and said, such and such an ayah has been revealed and the alcohol has been prohibited. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, as I was pouring into the glass, I moved my hand and poured it on the ground. He said, whatever was in the glass, we threw it on the ground. He said, some of us had the liquor, had the alcohol in the mouth, they spat it out. Then they brought out, and this is not only Abu Huraira, this is all of the people who heard this announcement. He said, we brought out the containers, the jars in which the alcohol used to be stored, and poured it out into the street, into the drains, and then they broke the utensils, they broke the jars, they smashed the jars. Now when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this was brought to his attention, when somebody went and told him that, Ya Rasulullah, they have thrown the alcohol and also they have broken the jars. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there was no need to break the jars. You could have washed the jar and you could have used it for something else. You know what the Sahaba said? They said, Ya Rasulullah, we do not even want something to remind us of what we used to do. Imagine, they said, this is where the issue of fatwa and taqwa comes. Right? The fatwa on the jar is, it is jar, nothing wrong. You can clean it, and as long as you wash it, then you can use it. But what is the taqwa of the Sahaba Rizwanullahi Alayhim? They said, this is something which we used to do. Allah has prohibited, we make tawbah, we ask Allah to forgive us. We do not even want to see any sign of that thing. So they broke the jar itself. The tendency to delay tawbah is from shaitan. If you see the original, from the first ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of Adam alayhi salam's creation and the incident of Iblis not making sujood to Adam alayhi salam, right? Now if you look at it, later on Adam alayhi salam also and Hawa alayhi salam, I mean they also made a mistake. Now if you look at the mistake, what Iblis did and what Adam alayhi salam and our mother Hawa alayhi salam, what they did. Both of them made a mistake, right? Nature of the mistake, leave it alone, whatever it was, both of them made a mistake. The difference is in the attitude about making the mistake. Adam alayhi salam and his wife, the moment they realized this is what we did wrong, what did they do? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. No delay, no procrastination, no explanation. Yalla, you know what, it's all that Iblis's fault. Actually, I should not have done it. I wouldn't have done it. You know, it's not really my fault. No. No arguments, no nothing. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Iblis, on the other hand, what does he do? He argues. He gives a justification. خَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ تِينَ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ. You made him with clay. You made me with fire. Fire is superior to clay. He's giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one logic. لَا حَلَوَ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Then after that, what does he do? Okay, after this also, no. أَنْذِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Give me time. Time to do what? And think about this. Iblis did not deny Allah. Iblis did not refuse to make sajda to Allah. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him kafir. Why? To deny a hukum of Allah. Whatever that hukum might be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, make sujood to one of the makhluq of Allah. When the hukum comes from Allah, even that becomes jais, which normally is not jais. But the hukum is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Iblis goes against that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he's a kafir. So to go against an order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very, very serious matter. And then to have this attitude, we'll make tawbah. I know it is wrong, but you know. He will make all these excuses. We are still young. You say, go for Hajj. You have the money to go for Hajj. Hajj is fard on you. Then he said, when we grow old, we'll go for Hajj. You are sure you will grow old? You are sure about that you are going to actually grow old? So the key issue is, I remind myself with you, that the minute we become aware that something is wrong, the sensible thing, the logical thing, and the action of the people of taqwa is immediately to make tawbah, without any delay. Immediately, whatever it is, middle of the night you get this, you know, realization that I have done something wrong, get out of the bed, go, make wudu, pray two rakat, salah, and make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't have to actually pray two rakat salah to make tawbah, you make tawbah anyway, but I'm just saying that immediately, anything, whatever we realize that we are doing wrong, the thing to do is immediately make tawbah. And that is the summon essence of what I want to say today and remind myself and you, that let us not delay. The whole point of this month of Ramadan, and see the ajeeb, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than half the month is over, another 4 days, 5 days, we will come into the last 10 days of this month, And then whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives tawfiq to, they will make i'tikaf in their masajid. And may Allah accept the i'tikaf, may Allah accept the ibadat, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make those ibadat easy and make them full of beauty so that we enjoy doing those ibadat. But the key thing is, end of all of that, purpose is what? To be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are currently in the ashara of forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, let us hasten towards that. How does the forgiveness come? By making tawbah. Tawbah wal istighfar. Turn towards Allah, and istighfar is to ask forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And turning towards Allah means that we do not go back to whatever wrong thing that we used to do. The shart of tawbah is what? The shart of tawbah is that you hate the action that you used to do, whatever wrong it was. Number two, you never go back to that action. And number three is if the action was of a nature which involved somebody else in terms of hukuk wal ibad, if you were violating somebody's rights, then you also have to make good that. You cannot swallow somebody's property and say, Ya Allah, I'm sorry. No, it doesn't work like that. Give it back. Right? Give it back. Because you where is the question of, you know, saying sorry to Allah? You oppress somebody, you disown somebody, you did something, you go and straighten that out first. You can't do wrong here and, you know, make it right somewhere else. No. Allah does not forgive somebody who has wronged another human being unless that person forgives them first. So we must make sure we go and make amends. The Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, what if the person has died? He said, go and make amends with the heirs. Whoever the children are there, go make amends with them. Right? He said, if there is nobody, he said, then you make dua of forgiveness for that person and give sadaqat and so on and so forth for the Isa alayhi salam for that person. But that is only when you have a situation where there is no one else that you can deal with. But if there is someone to deal with, you have to return. Whatever it you have done wrong, whichever the nature of that thing has to be settled in this world, because if you die in that state, then there is a serious, serious problem on the day of judgment. Because with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah does not do injustice, right? It would be injustice if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed you and me to get away with oppressing somebody, and that person, we never apologized, we never made amends, and then we get away with that. No, Allah does not do that. So therefore, you get stuck in that place, and then there is no hope there. So therefore, in terms of tawbah, as I said, these three things, very important. So let's try, inshallah, we remind ourselves that let us hasten to make tawbah. Let us take stock of all that we are doing today, which is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us stop doing that immediately, so that we do not fall into this trap. Do not wait. Do not wait to make tawbah, because we don't know when death comes. We do not know when death comes. So therefore, let's make the niyyah and let's make tawbah as immediately, absolutely, so that inshallah we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from His anger. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify us and to grant us Jannah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika akhlaq.